ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We'll chant verses 19 to 23, chapter 8.
Bhūta-grāma-sa-evāyam, bhūtvā-bhūtvā-praliyate, rātvyā-gami-vaśa-pārtha, प्रभवत्यह रागमे भूत्वा भूतग्राम सैवायम् भूत्वा प्रलीयते रात्र्यागमे वशपार्थ प्रभवत्यह रागमे परस्तस्मात् भावोन्यः अव्यक्तो व्यक्तात् सनातनः यस्स सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यते परस्तस्मात्भावोऽन्यः अव्यक्तो व्यक्तात् सनातनः यस्स सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यते अव्यक्तोऽक्षर इत्युक्तः तमाहुः परमां गतिं यं प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते तद्गामपरमं मम अव्यक्तोऽक्षर इत्युक्तः तमाहुः परमां गतिं यं प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते तद्गामपरमं मम पुरुषस्स परत्वार्थ भक्त्या लभ्यस्त्वनन्यया यस्यान्तस्थानि भूतानि येन सर्वमिदं ततम् पुरुषस्स परत्वार्थ भक्त्या लभ्यस्त्वनन्यया यस्यान्तस्थानि भूतानि येन सर्वमिदं ततम् यत्र काले त्वनावृत्तिम् आवृत्तिं चैव योगिनः प्रयातायान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षभ यत्र काले त्वनावृत्तिम् आवृत्तिं चैव योगिनः प्रयातायान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षभ।
The different lokas mentioned in this portion are purely mental dimensions. There is no geographical place other than this earth, other than this universe. Sorry, not earth, other than this universe. So in scriptures when they talk about different heavens and different hells, they are only talking about mental realms. What they call as experiences. The various experiences you go to all come to an end. You have to come back to the human birth and exhaust the punya papa and realize, attain moksha here and now. They talk about those who do sadhana, also the karma and upasana. What upasana? Saguna Ishwara Upasana. Those people at the time of death, they go to Brahmaloka, and in Brahmaloka they gain jnana from Brahmaji, Lord Brahma, and attain mukti, what they call as Krama Mukti. Those who do Nishkama Nirguna Ishwara Upasana here and now attain moksha right now, what they call as direct liberation. Now, is a world up to Brahmaloka or not Shashvatam? They are not eternal. They all end. So therefore don't aspire for Brahmaloka, aspire to become Brahman. Even Brahmani's life is limited. With reference to our world, it seems continuing endlessly, but that also ends. So that exaggerated figure was discussed. He said, Brahmaji's day accounts for so many terrestrial years. Brahmaji's night accounts for so many terrestrial years. In verse number 17, if you see, the calculations are given, the explanation by Swamiji. So the 1000 Mahayugas equaling 432 crore, which is 4.32 billion terrestrial year, is one day of Brahma. Equal number is one night. So 8.64 billion years is one full day. Like that, Brahmaji lives 100 days.
100 years.
Sorry, 100 years. Hmm. Now that 100 years also comes to an end. That's what it means. In other words, however superior, subtle the quality of experience might be, that also will come to an end. So at the time of Brahmaji's night, all beings go into unmanifestation. At the time of Brahmaji's day, the entire universe comes back. Like in our life also, we go to sleep at night, all our vasanas go back to unmanifestation. So last week I said, in fact the most essential thing is that sleep. Because in sleep, your vasanas are there. That is why a musician, when he goes to sleep and he wakes up as a musician. Because in the sleep also the musical vasanas are retained. They are in seed form. When he wakes up as a musician only. He will not wake up as a cricketer. He will not wake up as a dancer. He will wake up as a musician. So they are in seed form. Like you see on the ground, barren, but when the raindrops come, slowly you see the sprouting, again it becomes green. What it means is the seeds have been there inside the earth. So your vasanas go into unmanifestation and then they come into manifestation again, from matter to energy and again to matter. Brahman the Self is beyond matter and energy. Brahman the Self is beyond the manifest and unmanifest, which is going to discuss now. It is clear, no? So, see, I told you last week, individual is awake, individual goes to sleep. Right?
So, Vasanas may be lying dormant. And then the next day when we get up, then doesn't the Vasanas attack us the next day? Attack us the next day, okay, don't do this or whatever weakness we have.
The Vasanas wake up again in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all we are saying.
And then again
the chakra begins. See, please understand this. When you are awake, you can add or reduce the quantum of Vasanas.
Okay.
When you are awake. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you follow the yoga, Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, according to your capacity, consistently, you will be burning your Vasanas. If you don't and indulge in the world, you will be increasing the Vasanas.
Yes. Yes.
But whatever number of Vasanas you have, that goes into dormant stage during sleep. Again when you wake up, not necessarily all Vasanas manifest. But your bulk of your vasanas manifest.
The ones which...
Now having become awake, you can reduce or
light.
That you can do. By acting on your likes and dislikes, you will increase the vasanas. By controlling your likes and dislikes and functioning, you will reduce your vasanas. When you are exhausting the vasanas totally, you become realized. Human being minus vasanas equals God. God. God plus vasanas equals human being. The vasanas are different, therefore different names. Different being, that's what I mean. Each one of us are essentially divine. What is keeping us apart, away from our divinity is our vasanas. So the goal of human life is to exhaust the vasanas. So he says, the multitudinal beings are manifesting at the time of the day of Brahmaji. That they are all going into unmanifestation. So the individual is awake and the individual goes to sleep. Then for example in India, everybody is asleep. At the time in America, everybody is awake. When America is awake, we are all asleep. When America is sleeping, we are all awake. Like this. Then the whole universe is going to sleep. That is when Brahmaji is going to sleep. Then Brahmaji wakes up, again the whole universe wakes up. Then Brahmaji also, his time also ends. After 2000 Mahayugas. Are you with me? Then the whole thing folds back to unmanifestation for a longer duration. Then again it comes back. That is why from this Vedanta infers and tells us, please understand what you call as the individual death. Not the ego death, the gross body dying is nothing but a long duration of sleep. Every night you go to sleep like that, one fine day or night, whenever it is, you go to long duration of sleep. Again, when the conducive atmosphere comes, the vasana manifests. Right. When the right appropriate womb becomes available, you again manifest. So in Vedanta we say, you don't actually die because the vasanas again surface. From the real, relative point of view. From the absolute point of view, you as Atma is never born, therefore no death also. That is from the absolute point of view. But from the relative point of view, your vasanas continue if you have not exhausted it. So therefore what happens? Death is only a comma and not a full stop. And when you understand this, that death is only a comma and not a full stop, your mind which is now preoccupied with death, that preoccupation is lost. So you start living. Even if it's one day, you live your life totally. Now if you see the whole thing is what? Acquiring, acquiring, acquiring and enjoying. Acquiring for what? When emergency comes. Isn't it? That's what Bhajagovindam says. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhajam, Mudamate, Sampravte, Sannihite, Kale, Nahi, Nahi, Rakshati, Dukrit, Karne. All that you are acquiring will not help you. Unnecessarily you are acquiring. At least if you acquire and you think that will help you at the time of emergency, you will be smartly acquiring. Even the acquisition you are foolishly acquiring things which will not help you. Acquire things which will help you. What will help you at the time?
Connection with God.
Only knowledge of what? Self. Everything else will not help you at that time. So he says, the vidya you have alone will help you. Vidya, knowledge of the self. All other accumulation will not help. So when you are acquiring, what are you trying to do? You are trying to fight death. So all our life, in a way, is not living, is fighting with death. So once you understand this, you start worrying about death. This is going on. Science also says the same thing, no? Energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. It can only be transformed from one form to another. That's all is happening. Isn't it?
But the fear of death is not actually the fear of physically dying, but the fear of perhaps leaving behind everything you're attached to, like
going to unknown.
Going to the unknown.
Fear of death is in a way nothing but fear of unknown.
Or what about leaving where you are and what you're attached to already, like
exactly.
So all of that, that would be the fear.
Exactly, that is the fear.
Leaving
the attachment of in the attachment in the current world and moving into the world which you do not know.
Known to be unknown.
Exactly. And see, mind always functions in two ways. It gets attached to what you have and craves for what you do not have. So in this world, you are attached to the things and beings. So after time of death, fear is there that you are leaving behind everything. And going to no, not there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gain this knowledge, then there is no fear. Because you know, nothing actually perishes. Same thing is coming in different forms. Same clay, he makes into different pots. Again he crushes it, again some other pots. This is a whole tamasha going on. So what happens as a result of this knowledge is, you become detached. You become detached, you start enjoying all that you have. In fact, detached person alone enjoys. Attached fellow is never enjoying. Attached fellow has no time. He is only accumulating. Detached fellow enjoy. Two fellows are detached who enjoy. One fellow is the Swami, who is detached, enjoys all that you accumulate. When he comes for Gita lectures, he stays in your house. You understand? You are acquiring. He is enjoying your house. You have no time. And the other fellow who enjoys your accumulation is your son-in-law. That fellow says, my father-in-law has accumulated so much. Why should I work? You know? So in other words, if you are detached, you enjoy. Attached fellow never enjoys his wealth.
Goes on. Detached from people as well.
Mental detachment. He only enjoys. We are not talking about physical detachment. Mentally, if you are detached, you enjoy. If you are detached with your son, you enjoy your son. If you are detached, and son also enjoys. If you are attached, you say, please mom, I love you, but I stay in America, you stay in India. I love you so much, but let's stay. I will stay in UK, you stay in India. You understand? Attach you lose, detach you gain. Attach you don't enjoy, only detached fellow enjoys. In fact, there is a portion in Vedanta tradition which says, renunciation is bliss. Not renunciation leads to bliss. Renunciation is bliss. He says, only detached fellow enjoys. So even to enjoy, even to be in bhoga, you need to be a yogi. Bhoga also only is enjoyed by yogi. Why? Because yogi is in the present contact. Other fellow whose mind, his mind is gone somewhere, craving. Isn't it? When you are contacting, your mind has gone somewhere in the enjoyment of the stuff that you are eating. So therefore there is craving. In the case of a yogi, he is in the present contact, he enjoys. A bhogi may be contacting more quantum, but he is not enjoying. A yogi may or may not be contacting less. But whatever he contacts, he is actually enjoying. Because mentally he is renounced. Even your relationships, you will start enjoying better the moment you are detached.
So this attachment goes, once you understand it. Everything that you see is nothing but a different permutation, combination of things that you have. See, you were present about with reference to toy world. When you were a small child, the kind of toy you played with and the kind of toy your children or grandchildren are playing with now are totally different. But do you say, my God, man, I didn't play with these kind of toys. I miss them all. You said you don't. Because you know it's just a little different variation of what you played with. Therefore there is no attraction to it. Are you with me? So same thing, but now what is happening is you don't understand it this way. Therefore what is happening? You buy something and quickly you say something else about that. You don't understand, it's nothing but a slight variation of the same thing. Permutation, combination of the same thing. Because so toy world, you understand that, no? You do not have a craving because you have risen above, no attachment. Because understanding is very clear. The permutation, combination is different. Isn't it? You used to have
giant wheel, which a human being probably was rotating. Now mechanized. But now, plan is the same thing.
So the moment, see, you need, it, all this is being discussed for what? Not to intellectually know these things. All these things are discussed for you to step apart and see. When you step apart and see, manifest and manifest, manifest. Same thing is happening in my life also. Manifest and manifest. So you step apart. The moment you step apart, you enter. You go to a movie, Titanic, which was running for more than 1 year. Again, if they put now also, it will run one more year. They screen it. Isn't it? So that, why in that movie, Titanic, the hero dies. A whole lot of people died. The movie is a big hit. You are enjoying people dying. A dinosaur movie, that whatever that is called, is swallowing fellows and you are sitting and enjoying the movie. Why? Because you are apart from it. Anything becomes enjoyable when you are apart. Are you with me? The moment you get involved, you are finished. Khatam. You don't enjoy. You need to master the art of being in it and yet be apart. So when you gain this knowledge, when you start seeing the manifest phenomena, not just, acha, okay, I understand, then Rama wakes up, the whole world works. Ramaji goes to sleep, the whole world goes to sleep, okay, can we go to the next verse? You go like that intellectually, nothing will happen. But when you get into the spirit of this verse and you start seeing things, you mean? And when you start seeing the things manifesting and unmanifesting, you are slowly getting to stand apart. With reference to your own life. With reference to your own life, you start seeing vasanas coming up, vasanas going to sleep. Then you detach. When you detach, your vasanas decrease. You realize the self. Next verse. Verse number 20.
Parastasmatu bhavonyaha Parastasmatu bhavonyaha Avyakto vyaktat sanatanaha Avyakto vyaktat sanatanaha Yassa sarveshu bhuteshu Yassa sarveshu bhuteshu Nashyatsu na vinashyati Nashyatsu na vinashyati Parastasmatu bhavonyaha Avyakto vyaktat सनातनः यत्र सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यति
बट् परा पर मीन्स् बियोण्ड् पर बट् देर् एक्सिस्ट् हयर् पर मीन्स् हयर् बियोण्ड् बट् देर् एक्सिस्ट् हयर् देन् दि अन्मेनिफेस्टेड् हयर् देन् दि अन्मेनिफेस्टेड् मीन्स् वाट्
waking state, then deep sleep state, we talked about. Brahmaji is waking state, Brahmaji is sleep state. He says there exists something beyond, another, higher, higher than this. What is that? Yet another unmanifested being. Paras tasmat bhavanyaha vyakto vyaktat sanatana. That is sanatana. That is eternal. This is not eternal. Which is not destroyed when all beings are destroyed. The self. See, vasanas go to unmanifestation, but the self remains there. In the waking state, you say, I am a waker. In the deep sleep state, you experience nothing. Next day morning, you wake up and say, I had a deep sleep in which I experienced nothing. Nothing was there. When you say nothing was there, you are reporting. Who is reporting? Somebody who was present in the deep sleep. Are you with me? You are reporting now when you wake up that there was nothing. The nothingness is being reported by somebody who was a witness to that nothingness. And that witnessing self is the Atma, your original self. You are that unmanifested being which is beyond the manifest and the unmanifest, and that unmanifested being which is your original self, which is Atma, is eternal, sanatana, and it is not destroyed when all these beings are destroyed. So where is the fear? Now when you gain this knowledge, there is no fear. Swami Ramtirtha was living on the banks of Ganges in Rishikesh. Every day he used to swim across the Ganges, and last day before he passed away, in fact he was washed away by the current, and then there was heavy current, but he didn't stop himself from swimming. Current is high, so he may die. So he wrote on a piece of paper, for death, if you wish to take this body, please take it. I have so many bodies through which I can manifest and function. He writes that and plunges into the Ganges. He never came back. Talking about fear of death, he doesn't have fear of death. Why? Because he studied all these verses. Not only studied, he lived it. See, that unmanifested being is beyond this. So you reflect on that example I gave you. You are reporting, I experience nothing. Who is that who is reporting? That reporter was existing in the unmanifest stage also. That never perishes. That you are. But unfortunately, due to ignorance, now you have identified with this manifested personality, which has been named as sadhana, manjari, puja. You understand? So there is fear. Slowly when you begin to understand these verses, you will stop identifying with these personalities. So when in waking state, if somebody calls you manjari, don't tell them, don't call me manjari, call me atma. then you know where they'll take you. Psychiatrist. You understand? Something has gone wrong with this lady. But don't lecture. That's what I'm saying. Don't lecture. I pointed out to you, when we did that, even this shall pass away poem. The king of Persia. His kingdom was flowing with money. He was detached to money. He had a lot of friends all the time with him, enjoying with them, but he was detached. And then he says, pillowed on the marriage bed, whispering to his soul, he said, No monarch has ever pressed a fairer bosom to his breast. Mortal flesh must come to clay, even this shall pass away. In this whole thing, the most important thing is what? No. No. In this context. Whispering to his soul, he said, he didn't tell his wife. If he had told his wife on that day, that night, marriage would have ended then only. You understand? He is a philosopher. He was not philosophizing to people. Whispering to his soul, he said, no monarch has ever pressed a fairer bosom to his breast. Mortal flesh must come to clay. Even this shall pass away. So when you gain this knowledge, you stand apart.
You become so detached.
You are not telling people, don't call me Manjari, call me Atma. But you know, this manifested being has been given the name Manjari. Manjari is not me. Manjari is me. Who is Manjari? Who is Pooja? Who is Meenakshi? All of you stand up on the bench. Manjari is the waker. Meenakshi is the waker. Pooja is the waker. Sadhana is the waker. Lakshmi Narayan is the waker. I am not just a waker. There is a waking state that I go through. There is a dream state I go through. There is a deep sleep state I go through. Beyond these three states, I exist in my original self. And this is called as Surya. Hear me? So once when I am in the waking state, I have all these relationships with whom I relate. Like the king of Persia, I relate. But deep inside I know there is Atma which is eternal. This tamasha coming and going continues. You understand? It continues. Let that continue, I continue. Now the problem is, because you do not see it that way, you wake up, you think you are Manjari and you escape. Are you me? Your knowledge about yourself at the moment is only tip of the iceberg. Therefore here, when the knowledge becomes deeper and deeper and deeper, all fear leaves you. No fear. As long as you remain ignorant, fear will be there. We were ignorant of thunder. Therefore we were scared of thunder. Now we know what thunder is. Science has explained to us brilliantly. So no fear. You understand? You build your buildings with all those safety precautions. No fear of thunder. No problem. When you know fear goes, when you don't know fear continues, please understand. Half-baked knowledge, fear continues. Because you actually don't know. So he says, there exists something else called, which is higher than this, unmanifest. And that is called unmanifested being. That being, that Purusha is Sanatana. Means what? Eternal. Means what? Always there. Whether manifest ho gaya, unmanifest ho gaya, jo bhi ho gaya, I continues. That never perishes. That is not destroyed. So when the body perishes, the I, the self is not perishing. When the I is expressing through the body, The body, I understand as a temple, because the eye is expressing through that. I take care of the temple, but I'm not attached to the temple. There's a difference. If I understand it that way, I won't become indifferent to my body. If I become indifferent to my body, then I don't really understand this knowledge. That's what it shows. When I become detached, which means I have understood. So, these verses are very important verses. 17, 18, 19, 20. When you look at it that way, you clearly see pain is coming. You watch the pain. After some time the pain leaves you. Pleasure comes. You watch the pain. After some time the pleasure goes. Pain comes. You watch the pain. Like this continues. Pain and pleasure. Now, the focus now is on the pain and pleasure. Therefore you are going up and down, up and down. Shift the focus on the who? One who is reporting there is pain. One who is reporting there is pleasure. Pain has gone, but the report is continuing now. Now he is reporting something else. Like in the weather department, the reporter, today when he reports, there is going to be heavy rain. Tomorrow he reports, there is going to be too much heat. The reporter is saying, what is being reported is different, is changing. So if you focus on the reporter rather than the reported, no problem. So this is what he is trying to tell you here. Don't focus on this manifest and unmanifest. You are focusing on this. That is where the problem is. Same thing you can draw to your business also. In business also, see, business means there will be profit and loss. But focusing on profit and loss all the time you suffer. Whether there is profit or loss, you focus on your action. If there is loss, you do analysis where we went wrong, but continue actions rectifying those mistakes. Are you with me? When there is profit, again you do assessment. Profit came because of these actions. We must continue the actions. And we have to what? Keep in pace with time. Situations are changing. A lot of businesses which didn't keep in pace with time, they perished. Are you with me? So, as far as I am concerned, I have to continue doing what I am doing. That is Sanatana. Profit and loss will come and go. They are unmanifest. So therefore, I remain detached with them. When I am detached with them, I learn from them and grow. When I am attached, I succumb to them and suffer. So this whole portion, when you understand correctly, you start reflecting on this the way we are discussing now, you kind of stand apart. So then when you are in manifestation, deep inside this knowledge is there. Verse number 20 is there. What does it say? Avyakta parat tasmatu bhavanyaha avyakto vyakta sanatana yasya sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinasyati. When sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu, when they all perish, this being doesn't perish, it continues. That being am I. So when loss comes, I don't get destroyed by the loss. With this knowledge, when I do business, when loss comes, I don't perish. Are you with me? Otherwise I perish. Next. Avyaktokshara ityuktaha avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante taddhama paramam mama avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante taddhama paramam mama. the unmanifested is called imperishable. The unmanifested is called imperishable. Akshara. That unmanifested is called akshara. Akshara means perishable. Akshara means imperishable. It is said to be the ultimate goal. Tamahu paramam gatim. Gati means goal, destination. Paramam gatim means ultimate goal. Those who reach it do not return. Those who reach it do not return. Yam prapya na ni vartante. They do not return. Tad dhama paramam mama. That is my supreme abode. So now he says that ultimate goal, that is unmanifested being, reaching that is our ultimate goal. But once we reach there, we do not return. What is this do not return mean?
Rebirth.
Thereafter there is no rebirth. Told you, what causes your birth?
Vasana.
You have asana to study Bhagavad Gita, therefore you are born here. If you do not have asana to study Bhagavad Gita, you will not be born here in this classroom today. Vasanas are the cause of our birth. When vasanas are removed, you do not take a birth again. Okay. Also you must understand, yam prapya nani vartante means what? He, see this chakkar continues. He becomes free from this chakkar. Detached from the chakkar. Samsarati, samsara continues for him. Are you with me? But he has excused himself from it. See, all you need to understand in this whole discussion, the entire Gita is, Prakriti's job is to manifest and go to unmanifest. It will go on, continue. Remember, I will be referring to this very often. If you follow my classes regularly, you will understand. In fact, in the 13th and 14th chapter, I will be talking about it in detail, again and again. And that example is thorn getting embedded in your flesh. In Hindi, what do you say? When you walk on the road, sometimes you stamp on the thorn. The thorn gets embedded in your feet, into your soul. What do you say in Hindi?
Kata.
Kata.
Chupya.
Kata? Chupya. What is literally, literal translation of that name?
Thorn
has poked my flesh. Did thorn walk and come and poke your flesh? Thorn was there. Thorn was there. You, out of ignorance, looking at something else somewhere, gazing at something else, getting lost in something else, running after that, stamped on the thorn. Okay? Thorn did not come by walk and poke your flesh. Are you with me? So in English we say, I ran on a thorn. That's the correct thing. Thorn was there quietly. I ran on a thorn. That's the correct thing to say. So this samsara is today binding me. Why? Because I got attached to it. That is why we say nobody can give you freedom because nobody bound you. You got bound by your own foolishness. You can only free yourself with your knowledge. Guru can free you if Guru was the cause of your bondage. Guru is not the cause of your bondage. What is the cause of your bondage?
Your own self.
Your own self means what?
Your desires.
Ignorance. Out of my ignorance of my true self, I bound myself with the samsara. Prakriti's job is to what? Manifest and manifest.
Again, every day, if you being a disciplined person, at a particular time you have your breakfast, at a particular time you have lunch, at a particular time you have your dinner. You don't have to see clock next day.
When you're hungry in the morning, it means it's breakfast time.
When you're hungry
in the afternoon, it means it's your lunch time.
Same thing, dinner also.
Which means what? Prakriti is functioning meticulously.
Uska job hai, that is the job. Hunger, ask for food, thoda food de do. Hunger subside ho jayega. Again hunger, again food, again hunger, again food. This tamasha continues in
Prakriti.
So samsara continues, prakriti continues its drama of manifestation and unmanifestation.
You release yourself.
Swami Ramananda makes the most fascinating statement. He says a slave is a slave because he is free. A slave is a slave because he is free. You are essentially free. You have gone and bound yourself and has become slave. He is free to enslave himself. He is free to
free himself.
And even when he is enslaved himself, the freedom
is still with him, which helps him to free himself from the slavery.
You are free to reflect on this. Okay. If you reflect on this, you will become free. So, when he says, having reached that state, they do not return. They do not return because they have stopped identifying with that samsara which goes on returning. See, the chakras and the bharata. You understand? You have gone and identified with the chakra. Therefore, in the chakra you are going to.
A slave is a slave
because he is free.
Because we make the choice.
Yes.
What to
do. You went and finished the identified and then got entangled.
And then we have
entangled. And once you are in the chakra, you don't realize it. You are in the chakra. Once you've seen it, the whole, that very moment the whole changes. Thereafter it's impossible for you to get involved in it. See, it's like dream.
Once you've woken up,
you are
awake.
You are in the dream. You are so much, all sorts of things you're going through in the dream. Now you borrowed money and you're running business and the bankers are troubling you. They are saying, they are putting notice, this thing, that thing. Not able to sleep. You're going through all sorts of tension. Where?
In your dream.
In your dream. And to escape yourself from this tension, you go to another. And in another part you found the Vedanta faculty teaching Vedanta. You said, okay, let me listen to this fellow. You listen to that fellow. And you start reflecting. And what has happened? It stung you so much that you woke up from the dream. You woke up from the dream. Instantly, no background, nothing. All suffering gone. That very moment, see, it's a very interesting thing, it's your Brahma. Vedanta says this world is your Brahma. Your mind is your problem. You got to get rid of that conditioning. It's not that simple. You have what we do, lot of people, we condition ourselves in Vedanta. Vedanta also we start conditioning ourselves. I am a Vedanta student. I am a follower of this Swami. I am a follower of that Swami. I do not follow this Swami because I follow that Swami. You listen. Unnecessary. One more quote. See, Brahma's reference original stature is Shai. But due to its long exposure to the atmosphere, it is oxidized. Then oxidized. All you need to do is apply little brass soap. Wipe it with a cloth. Original stature of brass which is shine will be resurfacing. But in the process where you have to apply, instead of that what you do? You get brass shine color and paint it.
One more coat.
Has it become shiny?
No.
This is what people are doing. They are coloring themselves with more Vedantic knowledge, information. Will take you nowhere. That is nothing to do with shine. You will still continue to be scared, afraid, all that. When the brasso you apply and remove, an original shine comes from within, no fear. You then challenge Yama. Here you will still be scared of Yama. Please understand this difference. What is the sign that you are a Vedantin? That you are understanding the knowledge of Vedanta? Become absolutely independent. Absolutely self-sufficient. Absolutely fearless. That is the proof that you are becoming Vedanta. Every little thing is scaring you. You are frightened. What Vedanta has gone into you? Every little thing you are dependent. No Vedanta has gone into you. Mark of a true human being is self-sufficient. It's the worst thing to go and beg, please accept me. No self-sufficiency. There is nothing wrong in being part of a group, but longing to be in the group shows that you are being dependent on that group. So thereafter, whatever the group decides, you will do. To be a member of that club, they decide you have to do this, so you will do that. Madness. So he is free from all the madness. That's what it means. Don't think I'm saying back to something else. Yam prapya. Having reached that state, having attained that state, yam prapya. Na ni vartan. Na ni vartan means he does not return. Means he is free from the returning chakra. That continues. He is free. Thereafter there is no more binding. Once you have gone from childhood level to youth, with reference to toy world, you don't get back again. Even when you are playing with toys with your kids or your grandchildren, when you play, you are, as far as you are concerned, you are out of it. But they are so much involved in it. You know, when you play with your grandchildren, you purposely cheat sometimes. You know? You want to cheat, take it. Very angry. You enjoy that also. You understand? You want them to do that and you enjoy. It's a tamasha. For them it's all real. Please understand. Once you are out, you are out.
That is why Krishna says, Ya Pashyati, Sa Pashyati. Whoever sees it, sees it.
I can't tell
you. You remember the story, that Narad Muni story that we keep on talking about. When Narad Muni was taking a walk with Vishnu, Mahavishnu, one day, he asked, Maharaj, please tell me, Lord, what is samsara? He said, this is not lecture time. I'm very thirsty. You know, get me a glass of water from the nearby river. So he went there. Who? Narada Muni went. When he went there, he saw a beautiful damsel taking bath. Understand? And he got attracted to her, got involved, went and proposed. You understand? And he also said, okay, they got married, settled, lot of children they produced, gone through lot of suffering. When children grew up to the stage where he had to send them to school, problem started. Kisko recommendation? How to put him in school, all problems started. You understand? Then he said, oh God, please help me. How to put my son in school? Then he heard Vishnu saying, what son are you talking about? Where is my glass of water? Story ends. What is he trying to say? In that fraction of second, just to get a glass of water, even in that is mind created something. Actually there is nothing going on. Prakriti chalta hai. Who has to go and get involved in that? That's the story. Brilliant story. You created samsara. Ya pasyati sa pasyati. If you are already ready, when this knowledge is given, that moment you will realize yourself. If you are not ready, you will not realize it. That is why they say, knowledge is half a second only. Preparation is janmas together. So don't be in a hurry to attend the class. Prepare yourself. That's why I keep on saying, you know, there's no point attending weekly class if you are not doing your preparations at home. Kuch nahi hoga. If you read Upanishad, for example, Keno Upanishad, first, subtle, a little more explanation, then the grosser story he comes to. In fact, most evolved student, when the Guru says Om, he is realized. Really? He just said, oh, student realized. You don't understand this. He needs to give a little more explanation. But it does. Most of all students, they realize. Others take lot more explanation. The grasses go off, the whole thing is over. Again he says, next cycle, when I'm beginning. Next cycle, we are not ridiculing. Therefore, what is important? Please understand this. Preparation. You don't do that, nothing will happen. So this whole thing that he is talking about here, you will intellectually appreciate, but nothing is happening to your life. The very moment you are listening to it, you are prepared. Transformation will happen. As he is talking about these things, transformation will happen. And he says, yam prapya nanibandha. When you wake up, thereafter you don't get into the same dream. Do you? However enjoyable the dream was, do you say, let me get back to the dream again? Children sometimes they say, you wake them up. They were probably in the dream. I was in the dream. I want to go back. You can't. Once you're woken up, you don't get back. Once you know my I foolishly created this person, you will never get back to it. You're free from it now. That is you have. That's what he said.
புருஷஸ்ய பரப்பார்த்த புருஷஸ்ய பரப்பார்த்த பக்த்யா லப்யத்வநன்யயா பக்த்யா லப்யத்வநன்யயா யஸ்யாம் தஸ்தானி பூதானி யஸ்யாம் தஸ்தானி பூதானி யேன சர்வமிதம் சதம் யேன சர்வமிதம் சதம் புருஷஸ்ய பரப்பார்த்த பக்த்யா லப்யத்வநன்யயா யஸ்யாம் தஸ்தானி பூதானி யேன சர்வமிதம் சதம் ததம். ஓ பார்த்த, தட் சுப்ரீம் பீயிங் இன் ஹூம் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் டுவெல், தட் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் பீயிங் இஸ் தி ஒரிஜினல் செல்ஃப் இன் விச் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் டுவெல், பை ஹூம் ஆல் திஸ் இஸ் பர்வேடட். இஸ் இன்டீட் attainable, because in the previous verse he said that is imperishable, ultimate goal. Immediately the question comes, am I eligible to attain that? Is it easy for me? He says yes, it is easy to attain. How? How can I attain? Unswerving devotion. The whole thing is bhaktya, ananya bhaktya, by unswerving devotion, a single pointed devotion. If the mind is single pointedly focused on it, you become it. Firstly, you must understand my ultimate goal is to realize self. So I will get it if I am devotedly, single pointedly working towards it. Otherwise, thoda sa effort jada hai tab. So all effort you put in those places. Again, you have to start fresh. You understand? Therefore, everything needs to be channelized in that direction. So remember, devotion will get you there, not information. Devotion will transform you, not information. Information is like coating shine on you. Devotion is like removing the dirt. You are already that. You just have to remove the unnecessary coating. So there is nothing to achieve. There is something to drop. All madness you drop. Through unswerving devotion you attain. In whom all beings dwell. Like in the Vekar's mind, the entire dream beings and objects dwell in Vekar's mind. From your own mind the dream has come, no? Your dream has come from my mind or your mind? Your dream has come from your mind. So the dream, in the dream you see various objects and beings. The flora, the fauna, everything that you see in the dream is dwelling where? In your mind. And your mind is pervading each and every object and being of the dream. So while you being in the dream, if you single pointedly work, function towards getting out of the dream, you get there. But for that, doubt has to first come. What doubt? What doubt should come? Then you will try single pointedly. But am I in the dream? Do you mean? Am I in the dream? Till then, you will not want to get out of the dream. Why would you want to get out of the dream? You don't even know it's a dream, so you are okay. When we get a chance, we'll watch that movie together. Why get a chance? We'll fix it and watch it. We'll fix a date and watch it. See, next week hopefully I'll conclude this chapter. Then after that we'll have a summary. After that, before I start 9th chapter, we'll watch the movie. That week. Or some other day. What movie am I talking about? Jim Carrey's movie. The movie is Truman Show. Truman Show. Try to get that video. Tell Shweta, she'll try to organize it.
Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Truman Show, yeah.
T-R-U-M-A-N. You've seen it?
Yes.
What did you understand from the movie?
He was living a life that he thought was real.
Yeah.
And it was all fabricated.
Yeah,
it was all fabricated. Every person in his life was an actor.
Yeah.
And his reactions were real, but everybody else was basically being filmed. And it was a show.
See, the movie is all about. It's one of the most fascinating movies. The characters are in a big, huge set. It's a live serial going, 24-hour serial. And in that, this fellow is born. This fellow is born in that set. Okay? He's born in what? Unreality. Okay? He's born in unreality, but for him it's not unreal. For him it is
real.
Okay.
All characters, they know that
they
are actors. But they don't reveal that truth to him. So the people who are watching are glued. Will he come to know that it is unreal? Will he break that and come out of the set? You know, that's when the serial will end. Till then it will continue. He never gets a doubt. He never gets a doubt. Suddenly something happens, he gets a doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe this is all unreal. And he tries to break that and see if it's unreal or not. So he goes to the ocean, because that's the end, no? Ocean will be the end of the set. So he goes, it's an artificially created thing. So when he goes there, he has a fear for water. Okay? Like we all have our fears which are limiting us. Right? He goes to the water and they create the waves and all that. He gets so scared and he comes out. But something keeps on bothering him. I don't think so, this is real. I don't think so. And one day he goes, he comes out of the set and he knows the whole thing was real. This is actually what is happening to us. The doubt has to come. And once that doubt comes to you, I cannot stop you from knowing it. Till then this unswerving devotion will come. Because you are still looking to find that happiness here. Till you are very clear, yaha nahi milenge. Therefore, जब तक यहाँ नहीं मिलेंगे नॉलेज आपका अंदर आएंगे यहाँ ढूंढो अगर मिलेंगे या नहीं ऑब्जेक्टिवली ढूंढो डोंट बी बायस दैट यहाँ है एक्सक्यूज मी ऑब्जेक्टिवली ढूंढो जब आपको पता चलेगा यहाँ नहीं मिलेंगे देन यू विल से माय गॉड You understand? Then your devotion to God will become absolute. Then you will say, then every second will be a torture for you till you have not found it. Do you mean? That doubt has to come. That this may be unreal. Then your pursuit will become totally dedicated. It's like you realize, supposing, you know, I remember a friend of mine, very interesting, a fellow, we studied together. I met him in Chennai about a year ago, like, so many years I'm meeting him. he slowly started getting addicted to alcohol. I know he used to drink casually, but he started becoming addicted to alcohol. So some of my friends told me, this guy got addicted to alcohol. About 1 year ago or 2 years ago, a friend of mine told me, you know that fellow who was addicted to alcohol, he now become a teetotaler. I was very happy, So then when I met this guy last year, when I went to Chennai, I met this fellow, I asked him, how did this happen? One of our common friends died in an accident. He was fully drunk. He was not driving, but that day the driver was not drunk. The middle of an accident, this fellow was completely drunk and he died on the spot, I believe. And these two fellows were very close to us. When we studied together, these two fellows were very close. That shook him. That shook him. And he himself took a vow that I'll stop drinking. He went and got admitted in a de-addiction camp. So he's fully out of it. See, the moment inside the realization comes now that I am a victim, I must become free, then your pursuit will be single point. Then it will be unprosecuting. Because you are still not, that doubt is not there. Do you see? You are still thinking, either I will find it, I'll get it here. Unless and until you clean drop your false self, your true self, you will not catch hold of it. You should not drop it in halves or in quarters. Clean drop. Like the monkey which put its hand inside a pot and grabbed few nuts. And when it grabbed nuts, what happens? The fingers close. And it, the fist is now bigger than the mouth of the pot. It's not able to bring the hand out. So it gets it in, drops the nuts, it can release the hand, but it is not able to drop the nuts, it wants to grab it, never takes the hand. Same story going on to us. Going on attaching, thinking that it will give us that happiness, you never become free. One day you understand that, you leave it, you get rid of it. See, that is why we say, what is important is preparation. See, when you open your eyes, you see instantly. But opening may take them months. Especially a fellow who is pretending to be asleep, you can never wake him. One who is genuinely sleeping can be woken up. A fellow who is pretending to be sleeping, can you wake him up? Try. He'll take janmas to open his eyes. The moment he opens, he sees. Seeing is instant. Opening takes time. Self-realization is instantaneous. Transformation is instantaneous. Opening takes time. And opening up. So this doubt, when you read these things more, then quietly you continue your sadhana, not telling anybody. And a single point thereafter, Joan Kareki, I am hungry, therefore I gave some food to it. But I must find the real thing. Get out of this hungry. Then it will become single point. And when that becomes single point, it will find it. And when that becomes single pointed, you will find it, provided you drop that single pointed also. Like in Archimedes, what happened? He was so much possessed to somehow find that out, that principle. Single pointedly was putting an effort. That very effort was that the ego was there. As a result of which he was not able to find the result. So one day when he was plunging into the tub, bathtub, he relaxed himself. Answer came up. Are you with me? So when you drop everything and catch hold of God, and then you drop God also and get it. So through unswerving devotion, you attain. But what are we doing? Collecting books, writing, collecting notes. By thinking that these things will get us there. Preparation. You are not ready to do yoga. I am not standing on the head per se. About hatha, karma, bhakti, jnana on a daily basis. Nothing will happen. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
सकलं परस्महि सकलं परस्महि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.